Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Yud Zayin, Rabbeinu Simon Gimel. And we want to point out that the Chayodim, when he says that the person can't use the grater to grate cheese, he says, Kim Dumatha Bakach Chavi Toichin. And he pointed out that there is a heter of Samach L'Suda, and Samach L'Suda is not mutter if a person is using a kli similar to burr. A person uses a kli, it's going to be usher, even though it's Samach L'Suda. But it does sound like from the Chayalim understands that this would become full-fledged Teichen by using a kli, even though we're talking about something which is not good to the karka. The Mishnah Berura on this halacha says the reason why it's usher, the kibun the kli miyuchad l'kach, this is in Simon Shin Chav Aleph. So the halacha is brought down in Sif Yud, and in the Mishnah Berura in Sif Katan Lamed Vav, says the kibun the kli miyuchad l'kach, since the kli is made for this purpose, habi hereitz a derech chol. This is considered derech chol. He's doing it like in a weekday fashion. It's referred to sometimes as uvda l'chol. So the iser is because of uvda l'chol, not because of teichen mamish. In other words, since this is not gula karka, so it is not going to be teichen deraisa, even though he's using a kli. If the heter is samach l'suda, you have something where teichen is possible. You have this person is chopping up cucumbers, the gula karka, and he is relying on the heter of samach l'suda. So then the Mishnah would agree with the Chayyadim that if a person uses a kli, it's going to take it out of the heter of derech achila and make it aser, and it's going to be aser deraisa. However, something which the concept of teichen does not apply to intrinsically because it's not gula karka, the fact that one uses a kli is not going to elevate it to the status of a deraisa. It's going to aser mirabanan because of uvda l'chol. We haven't really spoken about the concept of uvda l'chol, so I want to touch on the concept of uvda l'chol. This is found multiple times in halacha. There's an isra of uvda l'chol. The person grapple with exactly how to understand what makes something uvda l'chol and what doesn't. So in the Tiferes Yisrael, in his Pirshei Mishnayos, in the introduction to Masechta Shabbos, he wrote an introduction called Kakelos HaShabbos. So in Kakelos HaShabbos, he suggests that uvda l'chol would be in one of three situations. That a type of an action, because it's a weekday type of an action, people will continue on to the point that they're doing a malacha deraisa. Number one, so uvda l'chol is a concern that a person could come to a deraisa, which that wouldn't apply over here. Number two, it's something which has a tircha yaseira. It's very, very, it's a lot of effort, so it becomes like being strenuous, etc., makes it like a weekday activity. It's not appropriate for the shvisa of Shabbos, the resting on Shabbos. And the third explanation is, it's an action which is similar to one of the lamates malachas, which by definition are obviously weekday activities. You can't do malachas on Shabbos. And because it's similar, Chazal asserted it. Pasha is the reason why Chazal asked it, because they're afraid that a person thereby will come to do malacha on Shabbos. Now that would be the understanding over here. So that's the approach that he uses to explain the concept of uvda l'chol. In the Dish Mishnah Berurah on this halacha, he quotes the Kakelos HaShabbos, and he quotes Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe says uvda l'chol. Reb Moshe says it's a person does it, which would explain this concept. This scenario, in a way where it's done in a very, very professional type of fashion. So then it looks like the person is more focused on trying to do the action properly, which brings it closer to the world of malacha, than doing it in the way which would be appropriate for Shabbos. So it sends a message that you're trying to focus more on the malacha than on the zahiris not to be mechallel Shabbos. Then he brings Rosh Hashanah Zalman, suggests another type of a thing, but he says at the end of the day he does not know any day dabar bor bezeh. He's not clear what really defines uvda l'chol. And this is the thing that we grapple with to give a clear definition of uvda l'chol in the Masechta. It pops up here and there in Masechta Shabbos and in Hilchos Shabbos without having a clear definition exactly what it means. But getting back to over here, so we have this machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayyadim, whether we're dealing with a person uses a kli, does it become a deraisa, or not, again, something which intrinsically the concept of Torchon doesn't apply, because it's not Gedulei Karka, according to the person that there's no Tchina, there's only Tchina by Gedulei Karka. If you learn that there is Tchina even by non-Gedulei Karka, so then the person over here in this situation would have to be concerned, besides using a Kli, he has to be concerned that he has to do a Samach L'Suda, otherwise he's doing Torchon. But there is another concept known as Ein Tchina Ba'Oichlin, which you want to clarify, Mr. Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.